If you're a Gen Zer or having in your life, you probably know this generation is the most educated, racially and ethnically diverse group we've ever seen. They're also one of the most politically engaged. According to Pew Research, people younger than 24 years old tend to be progressive and pro-government, and a significant percentage see a changing America as a good thing. But how do they feel about the state of politics they're inheriting? Professor Angie Maxwell at the University of Arkansas introduced us to two students with very strong opinions about the future of politics. 22-year-old Anna Cook is a Republican and a senior majoring in political science. Hi, Anna.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yes, we're happy to have you. And 21-year-old Elizabeth Kimbrell is a Democrat. She's majoring in political science and economics with a minor in African American studies. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi, very excited to be here.
You two have different party affiliations, as I mentioned, and you also happen to be best friends. What do you see among your friends who are into politics? Elizabeth, has it gotten harder over the past few years to actually have friendships with people who hold different political beliefs?
I would say that, yes, it has gotten harder, but that just comes with having intentional conversations. Talking to people that I'm not very familiar with who, especially in the state of Arkansas, see me as a Democrat, I'm just automatically pinned as that, and they think I want to take their guns. But that's, in fact, not how it is. And so something that I found with my friendship with Anna is that we actually worked on a student government campaign together, and that's how we became so close. And student government is not politics-based. It's more just helping students. And so we found a lot more in common than we did differently.
So, of course, you all are very politically active, but you found that intentional conversations were the first step forward. What does that look like?
I think it looks like forming. I know that different sides are preaching unity right now, which some people say we don't need unity, we need accountability, which I also believe that. But I think it's just getting to know the other people and where they're coming from versus just attacking the policy in general.
This is interesting because, of course, over the last 4 years, we've seen such a polarized nation around politics. Anna, I want to ask you about former President Trump. He's returned to the spotlight. And on Sunday, he spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference, where he once again made these false claims that he won the election. Anna, does Trump represent you as a Republican?
You know, I think that there are some things about Trump that do represent me. I think regarding a lot of his opinions on policy, I really do agree with. But I think that there are parts about him that I definitely don't feel represented by on the other end. I think that I am someone who desires connection with people across the aisle and really all different types of people. And I think that President Trump definitely is a divisive person and I think thrives on controversy, whereas I definitely have seen in my life and honestly in a lot of Republicans that I'm friends with that we desire more of working together and compromise. So I think while politically we probably are more similar than different, President Trump and I think that our opinions on how to get to our goals are completely different, which can be very frustrating at times.
Do you see him as the future of the Republican Party?
So I kind of compare him to Reagan a lot, though he's very different in most ways, where he was in a way that as divisive as he was, a unifying factor for a Republican Party that wasn't sure what it was going to look like. I think that he's someone who people will look to for answers and influence, particularly on, is this person Republican enough? But I don't know if he'll be the future of actually deciding what policy is. I think that he's going to be a gatekeeper more than anything else.
What do you want to hear from party leaders regarding the future of your party? You know, I mentioned that your generation is the most educated and it's the most racially and ethnically diverse group we've ever seen. But for huge swaths of America, former President Trump represents a divisive future, a future where we can't look to working together in ways that feel constructive.
Definitely. I would say, first and foremost, that Gen Z Republicans are, by definition, socially at least a lot more progressive than our elders, which is something that I think would be really important for future politicians to keep in mind, is that we are looking at these racial issues and we're seeing these things that are going on in our country, good, bad, and indifferent by both sides, and we're noticing them. And I think that Gen Z, I think on both sides of the aisle, but I know Republicans will be holding our leaders accountable as we move forward. But also, I think the important thing with Trump and as divisive as he feels to the left, I think there's many leaders that are glorified on the left that feel that divisive to the right. So I would say to both parties is, are we looking for the leader who's the loudest one in the room? Are we looking for the people who are wanting to do the best for our government and for our people? And I hope that we can say both parties, but for me, particularly the Republicans, can start to switch that narrative of looking for the people who will best serve rather than best yell, honestly.
Mm. Elizabeth, you heard Anna there talking about the divisions and these characters that we see in the Democratic Party, potentially. Do you see these divisions and hardline thinking in the Democratic Party that concern you?
I do see these divisions within the Democratic Party because within the party you have traditional Democrats, but you also have the Gen Zers who are starting to follow more like the Bernie Sanders, very, very progressive Democrats. And when it comes to division, and Anna's mentioning of the loudest one in the room, I think that that's why President Trump has faced so much backlash, just because he was the loudest in the room. I do not see any leaders within the Democratic Party using their voice in a divisive way, potentially behind the scenes, but it's nothing that is at the forefront.
Anna brought up the difference between older Republicans and Gen Z Republicans. I want to pose this question to both of you. How are you feeling about older generations and what they're leaving for you when it comes to both of these parties? I'll start with you, Anna.
I think that, and I can speak as a Republican, but I think I see this on both sides. There's a lot of lack of clarity of what it even actually means to be a part of our party. You know, so I think that they're leaving this mess of lack of clarity of what we should be saying or doing. But I think that in that lack of clarity, there's going to be a lot of room for these next couple generations and eventually us to decide what we actually want our government to look like. And while it can be really frustrating that there is, it's kind of so messy right now, I get excited that I trust my generation to be able to get through these weeds and build something good out of it.
I think that what we've seen within the past 4 years or even the past decade is a loss of distinction between a liberal progressive party and conservative Republican party. So these last few years, it's become less about policy and more about persons and a battle between people rather than policy decisions. But I believe that it is our generation that is really policy inclined. And so I'm excited to see the work that we do regarding policy in the future.
You know, the fact is, you all are stuck with us Gen Xers and millennials for a long time to come. We are part of this political process, just as your generation is. I mean, what is the way to bridge the divides that you all see among Democrats and Republicans? What are the conversations you're having with your friends, Anna?
I would say first and foremost, it's having the conversations to begin with is the thing that I think is most important. And particularly, Elizabeth mentioned this earlier, but talking about not necessarily like intense policy discussions, but current events and our thoughts and feelings as they're happening. And I think that's what I would encourage anyone of any age to have with people who think differently than them.
Yeah, I agree with Anna. I think it is conversations just like this one. And like Anna said, talking about current events rather than just straight up policy. This comes from just understanding who the person on the other side of the aisle is. They're people, and it's just understanding them as a person and why they believe what they believe so that you can find that common ground.
Most recently, I think the thing that we've been talking about is the kind of racial tensions and issues regarding the Bachelor franchise. And we all kind of came to different opinions. Some of our opinions didn't even match what probably most people in our political party were saying.
You're talking about the show The Bachelor and the issue around racism.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. How do your parents play into all of this? It sounds like you all are having these intentional conversations with each other. You're thinking more holistically at politics and how everyone can participate. But do you feel that the older people in your life are there?
I definitely feel like my parents are there. My dad is actually known to flip back and forth while our family is watching the news. Say we're watching CNN, he'll flip to Fox News just to see what they're saying. And we can never finish a whole story because he just flips back and forth and back and forth to see what both sides are saying, because he genuinely is trying to understand both sides to form his own opinions.
What about you, Anna?
I would say very similarly. My parents, from an early age, while they shared with me their own views, they also exposed me to people and their friends and other family members who had vastly different views. And they were never scared to let me hear the other side. And honestly, at this point in my life, I disagree with my parents on a lot of things. We agree on a lot of other things, but I think that having a household where that was safe and encouraged is something that I am so grateful for, and I think makes me more capable of engaging in these conversations now as a 22-year-old.
Anna Cook and Elizabeth Kimbrell are seniors at the University of Arkansas, talking with us about the future of politics and what they are inheriting. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.